And welcome, everybody, to episode 637 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, we're here. How are you?
Glad the week's over.
I'm glad the week's over, too.
No shit. Fuck this week.
Oh, man. Both of you guys had rough weeks, I take it, man.
It's hot at my job because there's no AC, and it got hot pretty much, like, most of the week.
Ugh. Why do they not have the AC at your work, Eric? That's weird.
Well, they do in the offices.
Oh, of course. I mean, but
I think more than not having AC, like, the place isn't ventilated well enough.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman.
So the hot air can't escape as easily.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman, Freak Pipe says the title for tonight's show should be The Adventures of Pegged Man.
Yeah, I read that. I wasn't commenting.
So. You're like, fuck this.
At least once expansion's finally built, maybe some of that hot air will go over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe that'll be air conditioned and it'll flow into the other parts of the plant.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG sites, we've got a date for the world, EO, The World Ends With You, which is a sequel to The World Ends With You.
And it's a cross-platform with Matrix?
Yeah.
No.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Why can't those worlds mingle?
Anyways, it comes out on July 27th, PS4 and Switch, with an Epic Store exclusive PC version, because of course, with I guess the Steam version coming later and the following year.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well that's cool. I mean, if you guys remember, it was a pretty good game, World Ends With You. I believe that was on the DS originally, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Pile of shame.
Pile of shame because I never completed it.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I played a little bit of it.
Mine. I own it and I've never played it.
I think I sold the original game. Yeah. I have the Switch version, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean,
it doesn't have the dual screen support, but that's fine because I don't have the multitasking skills necessary to do all that shit.
Yeah, I know. It was a pain in the ass to play on the DS, but it was fun. I mean, it was okay. I don't know. All right, Breakman, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Pixel Art Urban Survival RPG Hi-Risers launches for Steam on May 6th. And yes, I said all of that in just one sentence.
I should mention, back with The World Ends With You, the anime comes out this month. So if you have, like, Crunchyroll or Hulu, I think it might be on Hulu. But, Funimation's doing the animation. So if you have Funimation, you'll be able to watch it there. So if you don't want to play the game, you can just do that.
There you go. All right, Break. What do we got?
The sequel is a sequel to the anime more than it is the original game anyway.
Yeah. A pixel art exploration and survival retro game, procedurally generated skyscrapers await with seamless, unlimited possibilities to salvage loot and craft gear. Humanity has been struck by a mysterious prion disease, I don't know what it means, which left those infected trapped in an eternal dream. Well, that sounds like shit. Unable to wake up, they transformed and changed into the mysterious dreamer, sleepwalking zombie-like creatures that shun the light. That sucks even more.
Yeah.
They now dwell in the dimly lit urban canyons of the cities and the lower levels of the high-rise buildings, hiding away from the sun, only to come out at night trying to get those who still resist. So what is this? Is the movie of Will Smith? Like, yeah. This is the other side of it? We're getting to see their side?
Yeah.
For survivors that are stuck on a skyscraper in a desolated metropolis, and only through the tenaciousness, tinkering, and teamwork will they prevail.
You know, Breakman, I was going to say, I was watching the trailer while we did this because I didn't get a chance to watch before we started the show. One of the characters' name is Mojack Carter. I'm totally down. Totally down. Mojack.
I think you're going to say Mojack Horseman or something.
Mojack Carter is his name. And the game looks okay, actually. It's like kind of, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. But,
I'll get the bullet points for you. Individual skill trees, which will unlock new recipes, perks, options, and powerful interactions between the four characters. a sheer endless amount of crafting recipes, spare parts, weapons, and barricades. It's up to you how to tackle each new building. Countless procedurally generated levels per skyscraper create infinite high-rise buildings of various types and with different challenges. God damn, that was a sentence. Repair the helicopter, modify and improve the HC-27 to escape, transport more goods, and fly longer distances. Confront the dreamers, the mutated humans that dwell in the darkness will try to get to you. You must fight them, lure them, immobilize them, hide from them, deter them, install them until sunrise redeems you for another day. So this is Simon's Quest.
Yeah.
Carefully plan ahead in order to survive the night special.
It sounds like you're just night. It
what
sounds
a horrible day to have a nightmare.
It sounds like you're talking about Castlevania the entire time, man. It's pretty awesome. One of the other guys' names, Breakman, Icarus Connolly. Icarus Connolly and Mojack Carter. This game is.
I mean, these are weird odd names, but at least they're nothing bad like Edge Maverick.
This game needs a movie, man. I mean, it's a cross between like something like Rampage and like a beat 'em up and like a survival RPG. It looks crazy.
I want to
like
play this. It's
yeah,
interesting.
It looks good. Looks good, man. It looks different, which is cool. We were talking before the show about different things, and this is definitely different. Looks okay. Anything else on that?
Video could play. Jesus, why?
I know.
I need to get a better internet connection because this fucking blows.
I know, dude. That internet connection, and plus, like some of these sites I've noticed, like RPG Site and Siliconera, sometimes the links will just disappear.
Oh,
like,
so this game is literally get your ass to the chopper.
Yeah, get to the chopper.
This is that anime that just came out. Like, what was that? High Rise Survivor? Or
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. That's exactly right, man. Okay, that's it on that, right? Break.
Yeah.
All right. Next comes to us from RPG Site, if my link will ever come up here. What are we doing here? Senran Ninin Ninja Taisen Neptune releases on August 26th in Japan.
That's a Japanese version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No. I guess. Senran Ninin Ninja Taisen Neptune.
It is a collaboration between Tensoft and IFI, and they're going to be doing a crossover with the Neptune characters and the Senran Kagura girls.
I guess, man.
That one game should do a crossover with the Matrix and get Neo in there.
Yeah, exactly. The real Neo, man. Why they got to go with the fake Neo? Jesus. The hijinks looks okay. Looking at the trailer now, it looks actually really good. I mean, better than what it has a right to be, I guess. But looks okay. But in Japan only right now. We'll see if we get a release here.
I just hope that it's a better game than the one I'm currently playing or that I still have to review. But that was the Virtual Stars game with the VTubers. It's not fun.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not fun. That is one of the worst reviews you can get.
Yeah. Maybe the next news story will be fun.
Here's
Eric.
The thing. The interactions between characters is amusing, but I don't want to play through the terrible game to get to those parts.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll want to play this next game, Eric. Next story. Eric, next story.
Oh, I didn't know it was my turn. I thought you were going
I said, Eric, next story.
Edge of Eternity, which has long been, in limbo, is finally coming out. And it's got a date for June 8th for the PS5, PS4, and Xbox Series X, S, and Xbox One.
It looks fun, but it looks sort of like a strategy RPG.
Although, apparently it's coming out on PC first on June 8th, and sometime in the fall for the consoles.
I mean, it looks cool. Definitely JRPG inspired, for sure.
Still a lot of spiky hair.
Spiky animated hair.
Big eyes.
Big guys, big... blades, you know. I mean,
that's not what I thought you were gonna say.
It's got some industry veterans working on it, but there's this kind of like vaporware almost, because I remember Project Phoenix on Kickstarter happening, and this was also a Kickstarter at some point.
Yeah,
and Yeah, 2015 is when it launched on Kickstarter.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, what do we got next?
Going to this live from RPG site. Chinese MMORPG Swords of the Legend Online, released in North America and Europe in 2021.
Oh, I should mention the game's leaving early access. I didn't know it was on Steam already.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
A Chinese MMO coming to America. That's different.
That is different.
The game will be available in three editions, as detailed on the official site. Standard, deluxe, and collectors. That's $39, $59, and $99.99, respectively.
Is it like the standard that every goddamn collector's edition has to be $100 now? Like, is that what we're... I mean, really? Like, I mean... this collector edition.
It doesn't matter how what is included that may or may not warrant that price.
I don't know. It
doesn't say at all.
Yeah, the only game that I'll ever consider buying a collector's edition is really Dragon Quest. Anything other than that, I'm not really interested. All right, is that it on this break?
Swords of Legends Online stated to be a fully remastered and improved version. It's based on popular Chinese legends that have inspired several television series, novels, and video games. So, six classes of Reaper, Summoner, Bard, Spellsword, Berserker, and Spearmaster. An additional specializations for each. That's, it says something about PvE, but there's no mention of PvP, so...
Your video feed on the stream keeps dying on me. It's...
Really?
PvP. There is PvP. Nice. Okay.
Looks okay.
From the earth to the heavens, players can live and meet above the clouds on unique and customizable floating islands used for personal housing. That's cool. The perfect resting and gathering space in between quests. Extraordinary varieties of flying mounts will become fateful companions to players, allowing them to behold the world from a new perspective and visit each other in their own establishments. I wanted to read that because that sounded really cool.
See, it's working now once I hit the pause button and then resume.
Gotcha. I don't know. If you guys are having audio...
But I don't know why it's even stopping like that to begin with, though.
I don't know either. I mean, it looks good from my end, Eric. Like, I've been looking at the stream. It looks fine. I don't know what to say. But, all right, anything else on that break?
Like I said, it does have PvP, and there's 20-player raids and stuff. That's not in the trailer. It just shows PvE in the trailer.
Is this a free-to-play game? I forget.
No. Remember, there's the $39.99, the $59.99, and the $99.99 package.
Doesn't say
what they are.
So looks, this means that the game's somewhat of quality.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, it does look good.
It should be. It sounds pretty neat. I like that idea.
Microtransactions, maybe. I mean,
I'm betting there are. I'm betting there are microtransactions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like to win type microtransaction, just like you say, cosmetic, like armor and different colors. And you
know, I got no problem with that.
Same as the other mounts, but yours has a horn on it.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. If people want to waste their money looking cute, I guess, but I don't like the pay-to-win bullshit. You know, that's the
stuff. I don't like that. I don't like any of that shit, personally. Like I don't like the pay-to-win, and I really don't like the paying real money for fake items.
I don't mind, unless
there's more gameplay attached to it, like if they add more levels and there's more stuff to do. But if it's just like cosmetic things, for instance, like the on Xbox, you can get for your avatar, you can get a $5 lightsaber. $5 for a fake lightsaber for my fucking avatar.
Yeah.
At most, the only pay to win scenario I'd actually give money to is to like say there's an expansion come out and you don't feel like grinding to access the new content.
I guess,
so
yeah.
I paid to like increase my level to the minimum for that expansion.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story, guys. This comes to us from Siliconera. Record of Lodoss War Chronicle announced to release in spring 2022. No real date, but here are the games that are going to be available. Record of Lodoss War, Record of Lodoss War Hiro no Maijo, the PC version, Hiro no Maijo, the MSX2 version. I don't know the difference between.
I don't know why the first one's listed as not having its platform shown.
I don't know.
Or the second one.
I hope these aren't like different in the way that like the Contra games are different. Like they boast like, hey, we've got 10 Contra games on here.
Yeah.
No, you have like 4 Contra games. They're mostly copies of one another.
Yeah, I think there might be a little of that, but there's enough games on this that probably will be worth it, Breakman. You got Goshiki no Mario, Record of Lodoss War 2.
Record of Mario.
Yeah.
No.
Rec- Record of Lotus War Fuku Zinduke, the PC version and the MSX2 version. Record of Lotus War Fuku Zinduke 2 and Fuku Zinduke.
Well, Fuku you too, Frank.
And Fuku Zinduke 3.
Sword World,
and Sword World SFC2.
The thing is, Record of Lotus War is a light novel series that was based on pen and paper role playing game released in Japan, which was inspired by D&D called Sword World.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up next.
But Sword World evolved and then made a spinoff series called Lotus War.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Baldur's Gate of D&D for Japan.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, speaking of more D&D stuff, Eric, next story.
Wizardry VA. But this is a mobile game, and yes, there are gacha elements, so I almost don't care.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yep. So it's Wizardry set in Virginia?
No. Wizardry Virginia.
Voice acting. Wizardry voice acting.
Wizardry. You just get the voice acting tracks, man. That'd be funny as fuck, man.
Set in Virginia.
It's coming to Android and iOS in 2022.
I'm kind of a fan of the Wizardry series, although I am not a fan of playing Wizardry on a mobile device.
So. Oh, this is interesting, and it's just the first Wizardry game that's completely in 3D.
Yes, that is interesting. It looks good. I mean, the gacha elements are bluff, you know. But, I mean, it looks cool. But I probably won't check it out because, you know, the gacha elements. But there you go. All right, Breakman, you're up next.
It did say that Dreadcom Co. purchased the rights to the IP in 2020 for both domestic and foreign markets. So you can probably see this game in the West.
Okay. All right, Break, you're up next. Did we lose Break?
No.
Breakman, it is your turn.
I think it's me.
Are you on mute, Breakman?
No, sorry. I'm having a problem with Skype. Skype has completely disappeared.
Oh. Ooh,
that's weird. All right, don't touch anything. You're just you're up next.
So it should be not an issue. It's just somehow I got unpinned from the taskbar.
That's so weird, man. All right,
I don't know why I have so many issues with Skype. Anyway, coming to this live from Silicon Era, Pac-Man 99 heading to the Switch, and this week it's already out. Nintendo revealed the next Switch on. Why am I reading this one? It's already out. I'm just going to skip ahead. As a success, there will be 99 people playing Pac-Man at once, kind of like Tetris 99 or Mario 35, which is the next sentence on here. Pressing actions and right analog stick can change how you play. For example, the right analog stick determines how you target potential opponents after eating ghosts. I love that feature. That was one of my favorites.
So 99 ghosts versus Pac-Man. Okay.
Well, it's essentially, like, if you say eat a ghost or like have a streak of eating ghosts, when you kill them, you send like those enemies over to an opponent.
Mm. Oh, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, I like that too. That's what you did in Mario 35. It was fun. Like, hey, you know, if you're killing a lot of enemies, you know, somebody else is getting fucked. And my goal was always to like get somebody kicked. Like,
that's kind of how Puyo Puyo works. Like, any of the things you destroy get sent as trash to the other enemy.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty much that same thing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this is the same thing, so you're going to have more ghosts than you can handle probably at one point.
Breakman loves griefing other players, confirmed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought we confirmed that years ago.
Have you played this yet, Break?
Played what yet?
Have you played this game?
Not yet, I downloaded it. Pac-Man 99 will come to Switch. It's on the Switch with its base multiplayer mode, free for subscribers. The extra modes cost $14.99 unlocked.
Whew.
Extra themes are $1.99 each, and the $29.99 deluxe pack gives you all modes and all themes.
Why not just sell us the game at this point?
I know, Jesus, man, that's kind of ridiculous, but okay.
Yeah, what the F and F, man?
Well, I'm sure that after it's like, they'll be like, after a period of time, they'll just sell it to you like they did with Tetris.
Or they'll just do like they did with Mario 35 and just take it away.
Yeah.
I know.
I can see that happening too.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Well, they'll take it away so they can do that, so they can just sell it to you.
Right.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And this will be your last chance to get it. You better pay for it now. Download it, and then like a month later, hey, we're releasing it, the whole game for like, oh
yeah. You spend 30, and then you have to spend another 30 to get the full game. Hey, Break. You ever play Pac-Man Championship Edition?
Oh yeah, that's fucking.
That's a fun ass game, man. That was a great like. It wasn't even a remake. It was like reimagining.
I liked 2 a little bit more because I like the focus on eating the ghost trains.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really fun. Fun.
My favorite is still Pac-Man Versus.
Pac-Man Versus, yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Break?
Nope.
All right.
That's it.
Last story for everybody today. Silicon Era. Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, 4K UHD plus Blu-ray plus digital pre-orders are open on Amazon. It's only going to cost you $30.99. Yeah, I will too, man.
It's not that good of a movie. It's just there to watch everything crazy go on.
Yeah, it's more of a showcase, like a digital showcase than anything, like an animation showcase. But I'm curious to see it in 4K, but I'm not going to pay $31 for it. But there you go. All right, that is the news, y'all. We got through that fairly quickly. Do we have any homie discounts? I know Sony was running a huge spring sale, which they're reloading next week. Freak Pipe says he liked Super Pac-Man. Yeah, Super Pac-Man was fun.
That was fun. It wasn't as good as Miss Pac-Man, though.
Yeah.
Miss Pac-Man's still the champ.
Yep. There's still the PS Plus $30, less than $30 deal on CD keys. Let me check it now and see what it's at. It's at... it is at, if my internet will work here, it is down to $27.99, so that's not a bad deal at all. I've used like 3 or 4 codes. I'm good through 2024, I think, doing that. So that's a good
keep doing it, and like you're gonna get it up to 2021 or something, like, or like 2021 it'll be going long after you're dead.
Yeah, probably. I'll that'll be my like legacy. I'll leave that to my kids. like here's my PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, for person who spent the most money on PSN.
Yeah, pretty much. I've gotten those deals. I never pay full price, so that's a good thing. I was always worried, like you were, Eric, when you were saying that one day that, you know, maybe there, you know, something weird is going on there. But I don't have any problems. So you know, I've put in 4 or 5 codes and they all work. So there you go. All right, Breakman, should I play your music? All right, Breakman, what you got for us?
I've got like a full mailbox is what I've got here.
Ooh, okay. Like that.
I don't want to do all of them, even though they're really good ones, but what I think I should do the one. I think there's one I have to do today.
Okay.
And I think I might hold off on the other two.
All right. It's up to you. Up to you.
But first, there's a comment from Bernie. She wanted to know about Little Bear.
Jesus Christ. Okay, this is funny. You know I watch AEW Breakman, right?
All right, right.
All right, there's a new tag team in AEW Wrestling, All Elite Wrestling.
Big Bear and Little Bear?
Okay, that's not their name.
Go ahead.
Their name is Bear Country, right? It's Bear Boulder and Bear something, and they're called Bear Country, all right? They're both massive human beings, as most wrestlers are. Even the smaller wrestlers are fucking, you know, ungodly, you know, beings from a different planet. They're on a different level as far as fitness and strength and all this. But anyways, Bear Country, right? Two big dudes, right? So we're watching this match, and one of the bears in Bear Country is smaller than the other one, right? Like not significantly so, but enough to where you can kind of tell, right? And Bernie looks at me and she goes, "I like the little bear." And I'm like, "The little bear? What are you talking about, the little bear? These guys are monsters. They're like 6'3", 6'5", something, you know, 350 fucking pounds." And she calls the smaller one Little Bear. And I'm like,
that's little... like Little John.
Yeah, like, that's like calling, like, That's like calling the Big Show Breakman. It's like calling the Big Show like the little one out of the Giants, right? Like it just it makes no sense.
You're
like,
not that Big Show.
Yeah, you're not that Big Show until you get up to him and he's like, and I've seen the Big Show in person. He's a right. fucking Irony. Massive human being.
I bet sitting down he's still taller than me.
Most likely, Breakman. I mean, I know he's taller than me. I'm, you know, I mean, sitting down, he's taller than me. The guy is fucking huge. I went to a wrestling event one time, and when he went down, like, to the ring, it was crazy. Everybody in the arena knew that he was the biggest guy in the arena, because he was. Yeah. Like, it's he was crazy huge. But anyways, this
according to the player's guide, or something related to the Metroid comic or something, Samus Aran's actually 6'3".
6'3"? Holy shit.
Yeah.
She's a
fuck. I ain't got no problem with tall women.
No, neither do I, but damn, 6'3"? Holy shit.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, anyways, this guy...
That's without the power suit.
Jeez. So this guy...
Shit, I didn't even think about that suit. Like, she's towering over you. Like, hey, baby. She's like six... You want to go on a date?
6'7" in her fucking... Yeah, she's like 6'7" in her suit or some shit. But anyways, the Bear Country, the smaller of the two, is still a huge freaking human being, and he's not a quote-unquote little bear. So that's where the little bear comment came break. What else you got?
Okay, I have three questions, one from Freak and two from Bernie. I think only one of them is truly relevant.
Okay.
Dear Breakman, if your partner wants to have a threesome but the woman isn't great looking, do you do it?
Well, wouldn't you have to know this person first?
Well, I mean, if she's ugly, they know her, obviously. I mean, you have several options. I mean, there are tons.
He never said ugly, just not like traditional.
Yeah, just not like, you know.
Well, I mean, like even if they're not, you know, fantastic or perfect.
Well, like, some people can be sexually attracted to others purely on their charisma and stuff. So
yeah, Bill Clinton got away with that shit.
I think he's more of a rapist type.
Well, he is, but he's also, like, those rapists, the ones that sleep with a lot of women, like Trump and Bill Clinton, like, they have sex with women, like, legitimately, too. They don't rape every woman. But yeah. The women that, like, turn them down and say no or aren't approachable, like, they rape them.
Yeah. MXT says, sometimes you gotta take one for the team. What say you, Breakman?
Not saying he's not a rapist. I'm just saying, like, not all. He doesn't victimize every woman.
Right, right.
What was I talking about again? Oh, the threesome. let me see. You have plenty of options. One, you can convince her to wear a bag.
I was thinking about that.
Or like a costume. Like, that's even better. Like, yeah, you want her to dress up like it's a like
furry
a sex
convention
thing.
Or something?
You want her to dress up like she's the killer and Scream.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Ghostface cosplay, yay. Yeah.
Like, she's completely naked under everything, you know.
She could, like, be the nun, like, with the makeup and stuff. Like, pretend to be the nun, you know.
Power Rangers cosplay.
It's interesting that you went to that. Frank, and it's interesting that you went to Power Rangers.
I just thought MXT wouldn't get into that.
He probably does cosplay, make all of his women cosplay as different Power Rangers. He makes them cosplay as, he's got five different uniforms, he makes them wear like each one.
We got a new chatter.
And then he cosplays as like Goldar or something.
Right? He's the bad guy and they have to defeat him.
Yeah.
Or, quote unquote, defeat him.
Yeah. Rariro 16057's in chat. Welcome to the chat. Thanks for joining. Sometimes you got to take one for the team, MXT. I mean, come on, MXT. So what say you, Break?
Team? No. Well, let me see here. So the first option is you can convince her into the cosplay or the bag. I mean, some of these women know they're ugly, and they know the only way they're going to get some of it is if they wear a bag. But at the same time, we are talking about a unicorn here. You know, there's a single woman that's willing to have a threesome with a couple. That's it's a pretty rare thing.
That is true. I didn't think about that, Break.
If you can't convince her to do the cosplay, wear a costume, or you can't, like, picture somebody else's head on her body, you're just going to have to hold your nose and do your job.
You just got to do it no matter what, right? I mean, yeah. that's
you
what you're saying.
You got to be a man and a woman, and you got to human up, and you got to do your business.
I mean, I've got different standards, Brake. Like, if it's not Gal Gadot, then, you know, I'm going to say hit the road, Jack.
She is kind of too hot to be Wonder Woman.
Oh, my God. She's so good looking, man.
Like, she's better looking than any...
Yeah. Did we lose you, Brake?
Ever been.
You kind of cut out.
Yeah, you kind of cut out, Brake, a little bit. What were you saying?
Am I being sabotaged?
Yeah, probably MXT is sabotaging you, man.
No, I think it's Skype. They didn't like what I was saying about Wonder Woman. I'm sorry, Skype, but Wonder Woman, I mean, Gal Gadot is really, really hot.
She is. Oof. There was a movie she did. I think it was with Isla Fisher, Brake Man, and she was like putting on like lingerie like as part of a scene, and I'm like, oh God, man. I mean do women get much better than Gal Gadot as in the looks department? I mean I can't think of very many women that look better than her, man. I mean, she's not a great human being, but I mean, as far as looks goes, like, she's near the top of my list, if not the top of my list of good-looking women in Hollywood. But there's a plethora of good-looking women in Hollywood. I mean, there are a plethora of good-looking women in the world, period. You know, I mean, just go out and about, and you'll see them, man. It's crazy.
But your chances of getting her in the threesome are probably really slim.
I mean, speak for yourself.
Well, Brake, you got to find a contact to get in contact with, for one thing. I mean, she could be anywhere in the world right now filming a movie or laying out on a beach or something like that. So you have to know people.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have the contacts, you know.
Yeah, or at least know the like the PIs who are willing to like get the address and scope out the house for you, see what's going on, you know.
How tall is Gal Gadot, would you guess, Brake Man?
I think she's probably taller than me. I'm gonna go 6'1".
I'm thinking about six foot tall. She is, as I search here, she's 5'10", so not quite 5'10", as tall.
Wow, wow.
Okay, but still pretty tall.
A little slightly taller than you, Gal Gadot.
Yeah, there you go.
Slightly, but if you wear heels, you'll look taller over me. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Ben Affleck is 6'4". Jesus Christ, no wonder he was in Hollywood. Holy hell.
Well, that's why, haven't you ever noticed, like, he looks, like, bigger than a lot of people? Like, they don't, that's why, like, the superheroes are all, like, taller people. Because they want to be, like, around the same height as, like, Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill, you know?
I think that's the only reason that Ben Affleck ever gets any roles, because he's not that great of an actor, but he's, like, fucking 6'4", you know? Looks decent, you know, type thing. I mean,
and he's probably willing to do most any role.
Probably.
Did
like Argo, though. Argo and The Town are good movies, but overall, I never
saw even one of those. But most, like, Hollywood actors, they look, like, on a screen, they look normal, but you see them in Hollywood, and they're, like, 5'7", 5'3", 5'4". Like, holy shit.
Well, it's like Tom Cruise is, like, 5'2", I think. I think Tom Cruise is, like, 5'2", 5'3".
He's really short, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, he never looks short in his movies. He's 5'7", so holy shit, I'm taller.
They don't want, and that's why, like, you'll not see like Ben Affleck and Tom Cruise together unless it's like some sort of special setup where it's made to look like he's like way bigger.
Yeah, I heard that about Tom Cruise.
They don't want Tom Cruise to be like looked down on, basically.
Yeah. He controls every aspect of his movies, including who his co-stars are and shit like that, you know. And he always do that stuff. What's that?
He wears lifts on his shoes.
Oh, and he wears lifts, apparently. That's why he's 5'7", because he ain't no 5'7". I'm going to tell you guys that right now. I'm taller than that. I mean, I'm taller than Tom Cruise. If Tom Cruise is 5'7", then I'm something like 5'10".
I couldn't. What was going on online? There was a picture going on around Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz, and they apparently claim to be the same exact height.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw this meme, and I've been trying to figure out like what their heights are, like the real heights, because obviously they're not the same height. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to ruin everything with talk.
No, it's okay, man. What else you got, man? Anything else?
Okay, let me see here.
Matt Getz is 5'7".
What's that?
Matt Getz is 5'7". Let's see how tall Jim Jordan is. Go ahead, man. Anything else, Blake?
Well, I was just trying to think here. How are you going to set this up? So you've got the already woman picked out. She's kind of ugly, but, you know, you have to go for it. You don't really get a choice in the matter. Unless she's got, like, diseases, then you're free to say no. I mean, unless it's Gal Gadot, then you're just going to have to suck it up and get the diseases.
Wrap it five times, you know, something like that.
Yep. I mean, you're just going to have to suck it up and take it. I mean, if herpes is the price of entry into her vagina, then you're going to have to take it.
Take it. She probably would make you take it with a strap on.
Let me see here. What else? What other advice should we give in as far as the threesome goes? Oh, and don't ignore your partner. If you're going more at the ugly girl than you are with your partner, then you might cause some friction. I'm just saying.
I mean, definitely friction for
yeah,
sure.
Because yeah. At that point, yeah. Well, I'm afterwards is what I mean. Afterwards, it's gonna be like, well, how come you're more interested in the ugly bitch than me, motherfucker?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's
slice your fucking shit off in the night. What?
I'm saying it's a trap break, man. I'm saying you don't do it at all because of that reason. You know, it's like, why mm-hmm. did you pay more attention to her than you did to me, type thing. You know, it's like, well, she's different, you know? I mean,
you know? I thought that was the point of having a threesome, to have somebody else in here. I don't understand why you're jealous. You're the one who wanted this. Nuh-uh, you did.
All right, I guess the big question is, Eric, would you, would that be a thing for you? Eric, would that be fun? Do we lose?
Threesome.
Yeah.
An ugly chick.
Well, not necessarily ugly, just like not up
well,
to
what.
Well,
that's what the point of this question was, is doing it with somebody who's ugly.
okay, I guess. Yeah, I'm saying no, man, just because you laid it out perfectly, Brake, man. Like hell no, you know. I mean, plus for me, I mean, it's Gal Gadot or not, you know. So.
Well, in that case, like you're obligated as a couple to do it. If it's somebody like Gal Gadot wants
to
do it.
Oh, I mean, no question. I mean, that's, I mean.
I'm yeah. sorry, straight woman, at that point, you're obligated. Well, I guess you don't have to touch each other. Like, you could do it like European, like, porn. Like, you do, like, the, like, two women and one man. Two women never touch each other type thing. That was a lot in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Oh, so what would you say about, like, if it was a good-looking guy, Breakman? Like, if it was the other way around and Mrs. Breakman was, like, you know, let's say it was like Clooney, George Clooney or something. I mean, does that like...
Is there money involved?
How much would it take you, Breakman? $5 and a Coke?
I was about to say not much. I'm cheap, but not that cheap.
$100 and a Coke.
I'm at least get a meal out of it.
A meal. Dude, buy me a hot meal, you know, like you're homeless or something.
Right. Like, George Clooney, you gave out your friends $1 million each on one Christmas. Come on, man. You could at least buy me a Big Mac.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What else you got, Break, man?
No, I think... I don't know. We got time. You want to do another one?
Why don't we save it for next week, man? Okay. Just in
we'll
case you don't get anything.
Next two.
Yeah, we'll save next two.
We'll save this for next week. All right, yep. Let's go.
All right. Let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
Oh, let me see. I haven't been playing with a unicorn, that's for sure. I have been playing. What have I been playing? A little bit of Far Cry.
Yeah, I know what you haven't been playing, Breakman. Mario 35.
Asshole for even saying it.
Hey, but now you got Pac-Man, man. Until they take it away from you.
I haven't tried it yet. I will have to try it. So mostly just Far Cry. I am, as much as I play that game, I'm still at like 45% done or something.
Yeah,
I'm like, goddamn, yeah. I gotta get the fuck in this game. Yeah. Of course, a lot of it's because I'm trying to like do things perfectly. Like I want to storm like a facility without setting off the alarm and stuff like that. So it's reset, reset, reset. Like how the fuck did that motherfucker see me? Fuck!
I hate that shit. Stealth has never been my thing, although I've gotten better at it. Freak 5 says he's playing Marvel's Avengers. I'm sorry, Freak 5. Okay.
Yeah, stealth isn't always my thing. Sometimes it's fun, and in this game, like, it's fun sometimes because usually it's just going balls out with a rocket launcher and grenade launcher and run right in.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some exploding arrows and some C4 mines too, motherfuckers. You want to play? Yeah,
there you go. Put that C4 down, man. Far Cry 4 is just a fun sandboxy game, you know, just fun. Just on a smaller scale than, like, Grand Theft Auto, and it's batshit crazy. You know, it doesn't quite go Saints Row, but it gets pretty close, you know.
Yeah, I just like how there are vehicles all over the place you can take, like little helicopters.
Yeah,
for some reason, there are gyrocopters just flying about all over this country. And gun ammo places and just stuff that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't care. It's a game, and it's like it's nice that there's ammo, like, close at usually any point.
Yeah.
And then I can get on an elephant and plow through some trucks while blowing other trucks up with a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah. What else you been
and then,
playing?
Of course, once to hit my elephant and kill it, I'm like, I have to get revenge on them fuckers.
Yeah,
like,
of course, man.
You fucking motherfuckers. Like, my elephant did nothing to you. It
killed
some of your friends, but that's beside the point.
I mean, that was an accident. They got in the way. I just happened to stomp on them. You know, I mean, come on.
I've lost karma so many times from just driving through an accident. People are standing in the middle of the road or something. Like, what the fuck is that idiot doing? Don't shoot civilians. Why was he there?
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
That's it, really.
All right. Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing. Hold on a second. I need to look. Make sure it's not one of my reviews. I played Rocket Knight over the weekend. That's the 360 sequel to the Rocket Knight Adventures and Sparkster games. It's more of a sequel to Sparkster for the Genesis than it is the SNES game. Because it's kind of slow like it, and while it's a fun game, it's definitely doesn't have the same appeal as the original and the SNES version of Sparkster in terms of it just lacks the panache that those games had.
All right, what else you been playing, man?
It's probably the best game that Climax Entertainment made, though.
Climax.
It's not the same company. Company that made Landstalker, because they have similar name but different.
He said Climax.
Anyways,
does every game end with a hot woman saying Climax? Like low voice.
I wish.
I shouldn't say a hot woman because it's just you hear.
After bouncing off of that game, I immediately started playing Metal Gear Rising Revengeance because it's on sale on Xbox Live right now for like $6.
Huh, not bad. Okay.
And I don't know how Auto HD affects 360 games. I don't know if it actually had HDR, but it did upscale to 4K. It wasn't true 4K though, but it looked better than the standard 720p version that existed back then.
Well, that's good. That's good.
But I played the DLC, and I got through that over the week.
Awesome.
And I'll have an audio review of that later.
Yeah, make sure you guys, if you're subscribed to RP Grinders, Eric's going to be doing sporadic audio reviews on the feed as well. So look out for those as well.
Well, I've got like at least 3 planned so far.
Yeah,
but
there you go. All right, what else have you been playing, Eric?
Since I finished Bravely Second, I moved on to Pokemon Ultra Sun. I'm going through that. And that's all I really been playing this week.
Okay. I've been playing MPQ. Of course, I play MPQ daily just to get the extra stuff. also, Word Cookies. And the reason I'm mentioning Word Cookies, I don't normally mention Word Cookies, but I play that all the time. Because I'm almost done with that game. Like, I've almost, like, done every single anagram that they've...
What?
They have. Yeah.
Right.
What?
Cut out.
What? Did I cut out?
You said you're almost done and then...
Almost done with Word Cookies. So, You know, I just thought I'd mention that, even though
do you toss your word cookies?
No. Yeah, no.
It's so you don't toss cookies?
It's a fun anagram game for sure. It's you know, it's just making words out of words and stuff like that. But I'm almost done. I've worked for years on that game, so you know, I'm almost done with the game. Played a little bit of Ghost and Goblins Resurrection, mostly to help Bernie get past some, you know, challenging parts, I will say. You know, the problem with Bernie in playing Ghost and Goblins Resurrection is that's a game.
Is she where always getting sort of caught by the magician?
That happens quite a bit, but the problem with her is like she stops. And she doesn't keep going, and that's a game where
you can't do that in that game because enemies just keep
coming. You can't like grab an item real quick, but other than that,
yeah, you got Ghosts and Goblins is a game where
just keep coming.
Yeah, you got to just keep going. Like, there's no stopping in Ghost. She'll stop for like 5 minutes just shooting enemies, and I'm like, what are you doing? You got to keep going. Just go, keep going.
Is there a timer in this game?
No timer at all. Yeah.
You want one, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do, dude.
You're gonna buy an egg timer and put it by the TV when she's playing.
But it's just kind of funny because she gets, like not frustrated, but, like she don't know what to do. And I'm like, all you got to do is keep going. You know, go get to that checkpoint. That's all you got to do.
But I can't.
Huh?
The monsters attack.
Yes, then they will continually attack you until you die. That's why you got to keep going.
I gotta say, I do hate that in video games when you don't know what to do next.
Yeah. I mean, I agree, especially in like open box games or what do they call those? Like sandbox games, like GTA. Mm-hmm. Like I always get too distracted to do anything else. You know, it's like Far Cry is another one. Like you're always doing something other than what you should be doing. You know, that's kind of it. But anyways, a little bit of Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection, and I played and finished Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, which leads to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
Break. I didn't see any reviews for you other than Godzilla versus Kong, but we're all going to tackle that at the end here. Do you have any other reviews, Break?
No, because I watched the original Godzilla again. I'm kind of going to go through them all again. Because it's been a while.
Yeah, it does. And it's good stuff on HBO Max. They got
is
all
it,
of those.
Is the original, like, Japanese Godzilla on there, or is it just
American? They're all on there.
On HBO Max, they've got the original Godzilla, yes.
Yep, they have. I mean, they're kind of silly to watch now. I mean, we'll get to Godzilla.
Special effects wise, they're kind of silly, but story wise, like the original Godzilla is really like.
Story wise, they're great. Almost all of them.
The original Godzilla has a great story.
Yeah, almost all of those.
I heard that Final Wars was kind of awful, but.
Yes, it is, but still, it's Godzilla, so it's kind of fun at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let me.
What are the good Godzilla movies, though?
Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla, Godzilla versus Mothra, Godzilla versus Ghidorah.
How about like one of the more recent ones?
Oh, the recent ones?
99, Godzilla 99.
Yeah, Godzilla 99 was good.
Or 2000, it was Godzilla 2000. That was really good.
I haven't seen it, but I know it's good. I haven't seen it, but I know Shin Godzilla is pretty good. I have it.
Shin Godzilla either.
Actually. Is there a Godzilla Forever movie? I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Say what that? So what you say?
Godzilla Forever or something?
Not that I'm from thinking of. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of Godzilla products. Like there's the anime, for instance. And
yeah.
I think there's gonna be another different anime.
Ooh, I like the anime on Netflix. That's pretty cool. I do like that. That's good.
When are they going to give us more? It's been a while. I guess.
They're coming.
I fucked everything up.
Yeah, they're coming with another one. But anyways, let me get to my reviews here, guys. Right. Nosferatu. Silent movie. I think it was made in like 1922, 1923, whatever.
So we're both watching some old movies this week, huh?
Yeah. I decided to take the plunge and watch it again. I've seen it before in multiple forms. But I've never seen like the original with the original music and like they recreated the movie itself. They put it together frame by frame, cleaned it up a little bit, and they got a symphony to do the original score for it, which was really neat that they restored it and put it on Shudder. It's the classic Bram Stoker's Dracula story, only they couldn't use Dracula or any of the characters from Bram Stoker's novel for copyright reasons. Even back in the day, they had stupid copyright bullshit, you know. But I mean, the thing that really jars me about this movie is that, like, the direction was awesome. The acting is obviously good. I mean, silent film, that's all you have is acting. You don't really have Godzilla versus Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot wins, Freak Five. But Nosferatu is an interesting movie. It's a masterpiece movie. It's one of those movies that's iconic. It's one of the first, if not the first, vampire movie. I'm pretty sure it's the first vampire movie ever shown on screen. And it's interesting to see just the original, you know, Nosferatu, like in its purest form. I've seen like the gothic score version, which is fantastic and scary and eerie. This one is different. It's still kind of eerie and stuff, but it's hard to like look at that movie and not kind of laugh at some points because it's supposed to be at night. And back in the day, they couldn't film at night because they didn't have the proper lighting and stuff. So they did these kind of negative movie techniques to kind of make it look like it's at night, but it's still kind of laughable. I still think it's a good watch. I give it a solid 9 out of 10, not because it's technically, you know, the greatest movie ever, because it's not. But I mean, just for pure historic value, for the creepiness factor, like Max Schreck he was totally into that role. There was a movie made about the making of this movie, and that movie was really good. I can't remember what it's called, but it stars John Malkovich and Willem Dafoe as Max Schreck. Mm. And
some good actors.
I don't remember the name of that. Maybe somebody in chat can find out for me, but it's a good movie. I highly recommend watching that movie just so you can get a sense of how Max Schreck was on the set of these movies. He was let's just put it this way, he was very into his method acting. So 9 out of 10 for Nosferatu. But check out that movie with John Malkovich and Willem Dafoe, and that'll give you an insight on how that movie was made back in the day. All right. Hellblade: Senua's of Sacrifice is a movie basically about mental illness, psychosis, and stuff like that. It's a very disorienting game about this woman who's on this basically a mystic quest, like a vision quest, to find her slain boyfriend's soul, basically, like to save his soul. Go straight to hell, you know, find Hela, the goddess of hell, and basically get her boyfriend's soul back. And it's a long, weird, kind of repetitive journey at times, but I do like a couple of the mechanics. Like, there's mechanics where they have these archways that, like, if you look through them, kind of changes the scenery, and that's how you solve kind of the puzzles of the game. It's an action-adventure puzzle game, and it's really fun, although sometimes a little repetitive. But I quite like it. It shines a light on psychosis and what people go through. They had actual like psychologists and you know, people advising on the game itself so that they could get it kind of right. And it works on a lot of levels. It doesn't work on certain other levels, but overall, it's a pretty damn good game. I think I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. The graphically looks beautiful. Very easy to control, although, like I said, it's very kind of repetitive. You're just battling like demons and, you know, stuff like that. But it is a little jarring at times and disorienting, which is kind of the purpose of the game. So I give it an 8 out of 10. If anybody's ever suffered from mental illness, word of caution, just realize that this game is basically about psychosis and mental illness, and go into it with an open mind, and I think you'll really enjoy that game. So that was my review of Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, which we will never see on another PlayStation system again, I'm guessing. So that I believe Ninja Theory was bought by Microsoft, so you'll be seeing the sequel on the Xbox.
Well, no, the Switch version came out, so they might still do other console releases.
Maybe, hopefully. I mean, that's
some
the whole
exclusivity window expires or something.
Yeah. Okay. Here's everybody's warning. This is a spoiler warning for the movie Godzilla vs. Kong. We are all going to tag team on this review. We talked a little bit about it last week. We did not give any – I gave my score, and I gave it a 10 out of 10. Let's go through the reasons. I think this is a fantastic monster movie. I think it's one of the best I've ever seen. And it gave us everything that we could possibly want and more out of two monsters going at each other.
And I knew what was going to happen after watching Godzilla Kingdom Monsters. That end, after the end credit, kind of gave away what was going to happen in the next movie. But it was fine because I'm watching it like yes. The monkey got his ass whooped. That's what I came for. So
how dare you
about that?
How dare you? Let's talk about this. Get his ass whooped.
The monkey. I mean, he was the hero of the story, but yes. He still got his. They went three rounds, and in the end, it was clear cut that Godzilla was the superior.
Well, Godzilla is the king of the monsters. I mean, period.
I know, it writes a great wrong, because if you think about it, like the original Godzilla and original King Kong, the original Godzilla is pretty much the same as he is now. Like he's a giant lizard and breathes radioactive breath.
Yeah.
Jets and tanks and shit don't bother him one bit. He just steps on them, kicks them, squashes them, whatever. King Kong was captured by some people. In the original King Kong, he was captured by human beings. He escaped them, climbed up a building, and was killed by some biplanes.
Yeah, but here's...
The original King Kong should not have even been in the same room as Godzilla.
I agree, but they...
So this writes a great wrong, I think.
It really does, because... Actually, you know what righted that wrong in particular, Breakman, was Skull Island. Because that was the biggest version of Kong we've ever seen was Skull Island. And for good reason. I mean, it culminated in this movie. This movie is like four or five movies of anticipation. Like we were all anticipating something like this, right? Like this was everything it was cracked up to be and more, Breakman. I could not have been more impressed with the effects. It had a flimsy plot.
The things like the people are just second thought in these. Like in the first Godzilla movie, the first remake, like the people were the big part of it. They had Bryan Cranston and they had Elizabeth Olsen. So the people were huge, and they weren't in Skull Island too. But it was kind of back and forth. Like there was more. There was about half and half.
I mean, and Skull Island has a moron that sacrifices himself with a grenade to kill a monster and fails completely.
Yeah, I know. That was one of those dumb things. But I like that.
I still love that movie.
That and the things that happened at the end of Godzilla, like they're subverting old stupid tropes, you know?
Yeah.
The person sacrifices himself with a grenade and then Godzilla versus King Kong, like what did I was bitching about this just like a month ago with the boys, like how somebody was able to guess a password.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of Godzilla, like the computer hacker kid was like, well, I can do it. And he spends like the next 20 minutes trying to fucking guess a password.
Yeah.
And then he eventually just pours alcohol on it because he couldn't figure it out.
You know what that was? That was homage to the movie The Thing when Kurt Russell spilled his whiskey on the chess computer. You remember that?
Right.
That was direct.
But my point overall was that he wasn't able to guess the password. Like they avoided like a stupid trope like that.
Yep.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It's a spectacle movie in all its glory. I give it a 10 out of 10, not because like the acting was
Well, you tell me they make a sequel where Kong discovers his golden Ozaru powers.
Is there any planet left for a sequel? After Godzilla versus King Kong, I was surprised there were any big cities left in the planet.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking?
Godzilla King of the Monsters, because Ghidorah did so much damage to the planet.
Right.
And his cronies.
Yeah.
Who are nowhere to be seen in this. I guess it's because they've been put in their place by Godzilla, so.
Yeah.
They're not behaving badly anymore because Godzilla fucking owned their asses too.
Godzilla versus Kong was just I mean, the battle sequences alone, like in the cities, Breakman.
Yes.
I mean, I was thinking of, you know, like when we watch like the Justice League or the Avengers movies, like how much damage is done when all these heroes do this. Imagine that on a scale of King Kong versus Godzilla, man. Like, it had to have been in the trillions, the amount of damage.
And I loved how they filmed the fight scenes. Like,
it was so good.
It wasn't like a Transformers fight scene where it's going in this fast pace and the cameras are all jagging all over the goddamn place. You can't really tell what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you could see the action. Like, they kept the focus.
There were a couple issues I had with the movie, though, and it may have to do with maybe it might be fixed in the home release, but I noticed some blue banding during the sequence to the Hollow Earth part.
Really? I didn't notice that.
There are like questions about like the story too. Like, what happened to the villain from the King of the Monsters?
If you didn't see that, and when you watched it, maybe it's because I was playing it on my Xbox Series X,
That's a possibility, because I just did it straight from my TV app, Eric. So that's a definite possibility.
Yeah, I got an app on mine too. I didn't see any problems either.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, Breakman. There are some little plot things, but I mean,
but they did that with some of the other movies too. But at the same time, they still linked them with other characters, like the Dr. Brooks character from Skull Island was also in Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yeah,
Millie Bobby Brown was in King of the Monsters one and.
The thing about this movie that I liked above even all the Godzilla movies, you know, the newer ones and Skull Island, was the fact that the action, it just went straight for the action, right?
Yes.
We get Kong right away, we get Godzilla in some scenes, and then all of a sudden it's Godzilla versus Kong for the rest of the movie. And that's something I appreciate in this movie more than anything. There's no lead up, you know, it was just... Yeah. Boom, here we are, you know. And also, Kong is very heroic in this movie.
He's
a fucking hero. And
he got the heat axe because Godzilla gave it a +5buff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did, man. And
I at the end of the King of the Monsters, there's a clip at the very end where he's like, they're taking Ghidorah's skull, and it's like, ah, shit, well, I know what they're going to do with that.
Yeah.
That's straight up from the originals. Like,
also...
You know, stealing the DNA of a monster, Ghidorah, who turns on him like he does in this.
Yeah,
you know, they used him for Mechagodzilla and they turned on him.
Yep.
Shocker.
Mechagodzilla was fucking phenomenal in this movie as well. They did a really good. They made him.
I was sitting there the whole movie like, come on, Mechagodzilla. I know he's in there. Come on.
Yep. Mechagodzilla looked and acted fantastic in this movie. It was. A thing of beauty. Like if you remember the old Mechagodzilla, Breakman, it was cool. Those movies were kind of cool, but not, I mean, this made Mechagodzilla look like fucking awesome, you know?
There was a lot of cheese because of these were rubber outfits and people fighting in rubber suits, whereas this is CGI, like monsters that are physically, that they made to look like they're physically hurting each other.
And by the way, the CGI is some of the best I've ever seen in this movie. It without question, I think it's some of the
because in the original, it's like there was no ripping off limbs and shit like that.
Nope.
That stuff couldn't happen.
Yeah,
because they're guys in rubber suits.
This movie, I think, was a showcase of what can be done with CGI. Everybody rips on CGI, but this movie was, I mean, on a different level. And props to Adam Weingart for his direction in this movie. Like you said, Breakman, the action sequences, like, it wasn't like cut away and you just see a tail or an arm or none of... You saw what you wanted to see.
Or too much camera action, you know, like trying to over-direct or something. I don't understand why those directors do that when people want to see the action.
Right.
It reminds me of, like, everything that happened in Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Yeah.
The fight with Nemesis in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't tell what the fuck is going on because you're doing all these stupid cuts.
Yeah.
Oh, the costume was so terrible, too.
Yeah. All right. So what do we give?
They wanted to make it look accurate, but it looked like it looked like he was wearing a costume of the fucking out. Like,
Yeah.
You couldn't have gone that extra mile.
I'm really happy that this did well at the box office as well. So, you know, I didn't think it was going to make as much money as it did. And it's already up, I think it's up to a quarter billion worldwide, which is in the time of COVID, like that's just crazy good. I'm really happy it did well. What are you giving as far as score goes, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 9.
9 out of 10 from Eric. You, Breakman?
I came to see Godzilla fight Kong. Yeah. I got about an hour and a half of Godzilla fighting Kong.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
There's like a half hour people, and then there's like another like 20 minutes of Mecha Godzilla, but you know, for the most part,
yep, Godzilla
Kong,
versus
we got
Kong.
Godzilla. Dude. Yep. Fucking awesome. It's what I wanted to see.
This is exactly what everybody wanted to see, Breakman. They couldn't, I don't
and
think
I
they
the same way about King of the Monsters too. Like it was exactly what I wanted to see, you know. Yep. Godzilla versus
one thing
Godzilla.
I have to ask though is like the Hollow Earth, like a planet can survive without a core, so did the gravitational well become the new core?
Yeah, and there was some magical shit going on there, Eric. I agree with you, and I had to overlook that for the overall...
That was the one complaint I heard from somebody. Like, I hated that movie. Like, why? I'm tired of all these movies with fake science. I'm like, wait, so you were okay with watching a movie about a giant radioactive lizard fighting a giant hairy monkey? But then, like,
but the Middle Earth, the Hollow Earth, like, shit so turned you off. Weird. Yeah, no, this is a great movie, and it was definitely a science fiction.
I guess the thing in the center of that throne room is probably what's the core of the planet, and it's also providing the sunlight.
Yeah.
That energy was providing the light. That blue energy stuff. That's why they were trying to steal it so they could power.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't.
So, the sequel to this movie, they have to explain what all that shit's about.
Maybe, maybe. And you know what? I want resolution for Kong too, man. I want him to find.
You know what I want is a prequel. Because they keep talking about like the ancient rivalry and stuff. Like, I want to see like Godzilla and his family fighting like Kong's family and stuff.
Yeah,
that
would be cool, man. That would be a huge scale movie, though, man. That would probably.
They'd be fighting, of course, in the Middle Earth, which you know. Yeah. I mean, it's total pseudoscience bullshit, but we're talking about a movie with giant monsters fighting each other.
Right.
Like, this is, like, it's, you know, like, I think people expect too much sometimes.
I agree. And I think it gave us everything we wanted and more, Breakman. Like, I totally forgot about Mechagodzilla. And when he showed up in this movie, I was like, "Oh my god, this is gonna be badass!" And it certainly was.
Like I'd watched Godzilla: King of the Monsters the day before, and that ending scene where they're stealing, or not stealing, but I guess buying Ghidorah's head. I was like, "Ah, fuck! I know what they do with that."
Yeah.
So, well, then I know what the next movie's gonna. Oh, okay. So they're gonna fight each other, and then they're gonna have to be friends.
Yeah.
Beat Mechagodzilla. Okay, I get it. I know what the plot's gonna be, and it gave me everything that I wanted.
Yeah. I mean, it did. It was I couldn't have been a better monster movie, in my opinion. Like
I think
it
the
just
best rating I saw was a meme of a dildo holding a cigarette. as a review of this movie, just satisfied.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like it just very satisfying movie. I think it's a perfect movie, much in the way that Pac-Man is a perfect game. Right? Like nobody's gonna argue that. That Pac-Man like lives up to today's standards, and nobody's gonna argue that Godzilla versus Kong has like a great plot or anything. But
these games don't are like Pac-Man doesn't have a problem. Obviously, Pac-Man has problems. There's no such thing as perfect. And
right.
In this movie, like the plot, there's so many holes in the plot. It's not even Swiss cheese. It's just like somebody ate the middle of your cheese and just put it on your burger. Like, hey. What?
Yeah, they folded
that
cheese in half.
Did you at least cut it out? No, you bit right out of it. Oh,
they
gross.
Yep, they folded in half, took a big old chunk out of the middle, and that's what you're left with. And that's fine with me because I'm okay with a monster movie like having zero plot. Like that's fine. And actually it had a flimsy plot, but it still was good as far as like the monsters go, and that's all that mattered. All right, we got to move on. Eric gave it a 9. I think. What did you give it, Break?
I gave it a 20 out of 10.
20 out of 10, okay. The first 20 out of 10 that we've ever had on Grinders. Okay, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Oh, Dungeons in chat. What's up, Dungeon?
Dungeon says at least they didn't have to travel through an elevator through the core of the earth just to get to work.
Wow.
Fucking Total Recall remake.
Yeah, exactly. Or there's a new movie called Skyfire. I highly recommend you guys watch Skyfire. It's a, I don't know if it's a Chinese movie. I think it's a Chinese movie. It might be a Japanese movie. But I mean, the action, you could tell like the Chinese are getting very close to like our quality level of CGI and movie making.
That new Musou movie looks dope, and I hope it gets localized at some point.
Freak 5 is crazy. He says he wants to see the porn version of Godzilla vs. Kong. That would be something else. Dungeon said, I really like Godzilla vs. Kong, too. I think we all did, Dungeon.
So that'd be two dudes going at it, right? Wearing a costume of Kong and wearing a costume of
I guess if you're into that, Freak, that's nothing wrong.
Oh, well, you don't know if Godzilla's actually...
Oh, that's true. We don't know.
They made Godzilla like a female in the American Godzilla.
By the way, Kong does not have a dong, so I don't know if anybody noticed that. Like, there's no like nothing hanging.
Godzilla doesn't
Kong.
Either, but Godzilla's a male. Like that's right. A confirmed thing.
Yeah. Bernie says, "What was the porn we were talking about the other night, Frank? I have no idea. What are you talking about?"
It was something stupid. You told me you're gonna. You already pre-exiled me for it.
What, for a was porn? It? Uh-huh. Oh, I don't remember.
Was it one of those porns based on something else?
I have no idea.
It was based on a movie we had watched.
What movie? What are you talking about?
Was that a horror movie?
I don't
so
know.
It's a porn parody, is what I'm saying.
If she remembers, she'll let us know. But Freak 5 says, I think Godzilla is female. See, I kind of thought that too, Freak 5.
Godzilla's called the king of monsters.
That's right. That's right. Hey, he's the king of the monsters.
Mean, like King Arthur in Fate was also a woman, and they were kings still.
Dungeon says, if you're into Chinese really sci-fi, weird, but... there's the Wandering Earth.
I know, but like the idea behind that was like their new body's female, but they used to be male.
They turn the Earth into a giant space. Dungeon, the movie I'm talking about is called Skyfire. It's about a volcano that blows up. There's a theme park. Like, it's sort of like they took elements of Jurassic Park and like, I don't know, Dante's Inferno or Dante's Peak.
So let me get this straight. There's a volcano exploding, so people build a theme park around
no,
it?
No. Okay, this is... listen, here's the crux of the... I was going to do a review, but we didn't have much time. So real quickly, I'll just go through it. Skyfire is basically a movie about a volcano that blows up. Years later, an entrepreneur makes a theme park at this volcano. Yeah, what could go wrong there, right?
It just lets up again, right?
Yeah, and it's not very good at all. It's a decent made movie. It even has Jason Isaacs. I don't know if you guys know who Jason Isaacs is, but he's a good actor. But it's the plot is paper thin, but it's basically this guy wants to commercialize a theme park at this volcano, and he's got this like ride that goes through it and stuff like that. I'll admit it, I'm a fan of Dante's Peak, Dungeon. I was too, Dungeon. I know that movie gets a lot of shit, but I thought it was okay for a disaster movie. But you got to check out Skyfire. It's at the Redbox, Dungeon. It's really good. Yeah, it did. It had Sarah Connor and James Bond, Dungeon says.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it's not the greatest movie in the world, but I liked it. Okay, I like disaster movies for the most part, unless you're like, what was it, 2010? I think it was the name of that stupid movie with John Cusack. But this movie, you got to check it out, Dungeon. I mean, a buck at the Redbox. You can't go wrong, man. It's pretty fun. But yeah, they're getting really close is my point. The Chinese filmmakers are getting really close to doing Hollywood movies. So
wait, Tommy Lee Jones' character is
what's Magma Jones? Yeah,
he really said what's Magma.
Yes. Yeah, look it up, Dungeon. It's good. Skyfire. I mean, it's not the greatest movie in the world, but it's fun. It's definitely fun. All right, Stinko's break, man. Let's do it.
Okay. I was mugged, Frank.
What? Are you serious?
Let me tell you. They took my money. And they beat me up.
Okay.
Let me tell you. Let me ask if this has ever happened to you. See, I went to this place, and they took my money, and then they put me on a table, and they started drilling my face. It was a horrible, horrible experience. I think most people call it going to the dentist, but I'm pretty sure.
Yes, Breakman. Okay, I'm with you.
I had a root canal.
And oh God! Ooh,
2.5 hours I was at the dentist.
Oh so. God, man, Jesus. Yeah. Freak 5 is exiled. He says Frank likes disaster movies because he has lived through so many other over the millennium. He likes seeing other people having to deal with. How dare you, Freak 5, son of a bitch! So the dentist is your stinko of the week for your root canal, right?
Yeah, I got like a temporary filling, so I have to go back in a couple weeks. I'm like,
so you're into torture porn, then, is what you're saying, Breakman.
Oh, God, pretty much.
Oh, man. Freak is the only survivor of the destruction of Atlantis, Freak 5 says. How dare you, Freak 5?
I think you meant Frank, but...
Yeah, I think he meant so, too. Root canals aren't that bad, Freak 5 says.
There was other work that had to be done, too. The root canal wouldn't have taken... He wasn't in Pompeii. Yeah.
How dare you, Dungeon? Don't bring... Don't encourage Freak 5 in chat. Don't let him influence you, Dungeon. You're perfect in my eyes, man. Just relax and, you know, think about Godzilla versus Kong and Dante's Peak, man. Don't let him, influence you. How dare you, Freak 5?
Hey, Dungeon, I hope you stay tuned on my Twitter feed for an audio review. I'm going to be having a Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Oh, my goodness, man. The worst part is keeping my mouth open. That shouldn't be too hard for you, Freak 5. You're used to keeping your mouth open.
Yeah, I apparently have a small mouth, I guess, and holding it open, my mouth hurts for like 2 days after that.
Ugh, yeah,
just like the shots in there, like, hey, can you feel that still?
Yes, I can feel it.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anything else, Break?
God, no.
All right, Eric.
Oh, God, no, God.
A couple of stinkos, Freak 5 says. Will do, Eric, Dungeon says. All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko would be Sony, really. More so than their announcement of The Last of Us remake, because it implies things. Because, first of all, I'm not entirely sure it's going to be a remake. It's, a lot of people throw the words remake and remaster around and they conflate them, so who knows what they really fucking mean. But do we really need, if it's really a remake, do we really need it? You could have just done a frame rate patch for the original, which I think already plays at 60, so I guess at this point it might be 120.
Why would they do that, Eric, when they can make a shit ton of money making a remake? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it also costs a lot more money to make a remake.
Yeah, but they'll make that money back and then some. I know they will. I think it's dumb as well. Like, it plays at 60 frames on the PS5 right now. Like, what is the point of a fucking remake?
Yeah. I'd would have rather they take that effort and put it into a game that released on the PS3 and it can't be played anywhere else because there's no backward compatibility because Sony's stupid. Like a collection of the Ratchet and Clank games.
It might be their mea culpa, Breakman or Eric, to say we're going to redo Last of Us right now because it was originally on what, the PS3, you said, Eric, and you know, it really should have been a game that was made on the PS5, like ground up. So maybe that's what their thoughts are. I guess I don't know. Wow, is your wife okay, Freak 5? Gee, man, that's crazy.
You can't play the Infamous games on the PS4.
Your wife hurt herself, so you're forcing her to listen to us while she's in pain? Like, what the hell?
Look, the sound of my voice is very soothing, Breakman. So, you know, I could understand. How dare you, Breakman? How dare you? I'm sorry, Eric. Continue on.
But, there's half the Infamous games you can't play on PS5 because it's on PS3.
Yeah.
Just a whole library of games that they're not supporting. And that's another thing I hate Sony for right now.
Yeah.
Along with their stupid ass policy of not having lewd content of like anime girls and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should put a lax on that. Like, they really should let AO ratings go through.
I think Jim Ryan needs to fucking retire.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
So I feel like the beginning and the end for Sony happened once they made an American the president of the North American branch.
Yeah. That sucks, Freak 5. I'm sorry to hear that in chat, man. Hopefully your wife is okay.
And, like, in the future, I'm probably... The only way you're getting me to buy a PS5 version of the multi-platform game is if it has adaptive trigger support, because why would I want to pay Sony more money for something?
Yeah, I already beat Last of Us. I think I got everything out of that game I can get. I played it twice, beat it twice. I'm good. I'm definitely okay on Last of Us. I still got to buy the second one, but I'm waiting for a better deal. It's down to $30, by the way.
They'll just do a remaster of that, because it's almost inevitable.
Yeah, your wife had a good idea, Freak 5. The ERs just suck in general, and it's because of our healthcare system in general, but... Yeah, feel sorry,
unless
man.
Unless you ride an ambulance there, you're going to wait forever.
Yep, exactly. All right, let me move on to my Stinko of the Week. I got a couple.
Yeah, I'll have an audio review of Delith and Wonder Labyrinth.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. I heard good things about that game, actually. So, all right, couple quick hitters here. I've been noticing, like with our links that we, you know, the Breakman puts them in chat every time, but like sites like RPG Site, which I like a lot, which we you know get a lot of news from, and also Silicon Era, if they put too many ads on there, it crashes their tab, and it sucks because you have to reload them and all that. So that's very, very annoying, especially when you do a show like ours and when we have a bunch of news. And also the big news. I mean, I know people are so upset about Prince whatever his name. I think Prince William is his name.
No,
Prince Philip. I'm sorry. Prince Philip died, but that's not – I could care less about the royals.
All royals are the same to me. They all look the same.
Yeah, I could care less about the royals.
I don't understand the obsession with royalty.
I agree. I especially in this country, like we spent like years getting away from that. You know,
I know that was the whole point of America.
Yeah,
we wanted to get away from other people ruling us.
Oh, Freak Pie says he had his earbud and he wouldn't subject his wife to any of us. I don't blame you, Freak Pie, especially Breakman. I mean, you know. Just kidding, Breakman.
That makes sense.
Okay, but my stinko goes to the passing of DMX. You know, X gonna give it to you. You know, type thing. But
so he's gone then.
He
like
is. He passed away today. He was on
apparently have a heart attack. So
he had a heart attack, and then he went brain dead. And you know, they had him on life support as long as they could.
As young as he was, it was probably drug. Probably. Heart attack is probably
caused
by drugs. I don't know. And that's
That's what happened to old Dirty Bastard. Like he wasn't using at the time, but like years of drug use just caught up to him. Like years of using cocaine can be.
I've never really heard stories of DMX using a lot of drugs though.
I know, like, but nobody heard any stories of Prince using anything in Prince OD.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll get more details, but I'm not going to go. I'm not going to make that assumption.
Love DMX. That
I love DMX too, man.
I'm
like,
going to give it to you. No,
he had a song. I can't remember the name of the song, but there was a song, and it chokes me up almost every time because it talks about like his aunt dying, I believe, and like the way that they do funerals, and oh man, it's just a great song. He was a great storyteller. DMX was, and. It's just sad. 50 years old, man. That's just way too young, man. Way too young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It more than likely had probably years of drug use, probably just caught up to him, which sucks.
Heart attack says to me that maybe his diet wasn't the greatest, man.
I mean, that's a possibility, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But anyways, that's my stinko, very somber stinko. You know, I hate to bring that to you all, but it did happen. Okay. Here's our Sweetos, so let's try to pick it up and make everybody happy.
You son of a bitch, freak.
Sweeto of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week. Let's pick this up a little bit.
No, but I did have a picture, a poster of Aaliyah on my wall, and
yeah, that was Aaliyah. Yeah, back in the day.
God, man. I loved Aaliyah so much. Anyway, what was the
question?
Didn't
we all? Didn't everybody like Aaliyah? Like, she was pretty universally liked, man. Like,
no, I mean, like, really, like,
Spank material, like,
yes, yeah, yes.
Okay. Like, all right, your really sweet outbreak, man.
Oh, what was my sweet?
She died way too young. Speaking of people that died way too young, man, Aaliyah.
I know. Oh, fucking helicopter crash.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't ever want to get in a helicopter. Helicopters just, too many people die in helicopters.
All right. What,
I've got a quasi new monitor for work and for, well, this computer I'm using right now, so it's pretty nice. I'm using an old television, which is, well, sweet.
That's awesome, man. That's good.
For this monitor and a better one for work, so yeah, but that was much needed because the old one sucked. I got two monitors and one sucks. I got to replace that one still, but
yeah.
I got one good one.
Anything else, Spike?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Eric, your Sweeto of the week.
Okay, my Sweeto. Well, I'm gonna say the first Sweeto would probably have to be, why didn't I play Rising Revengeance sooner? It's so good.
It's a crazy game, man. It's good, but it's crazy. Yeah.
Anyways, the other Sweeto is that the Macross series, the majority of it, will be finally releasing West.
About goddamn time, man.
How many gold finally gave up, I guess.
I guess, man. Jesus, man. It's crazy. I can't believe it's finally coming here, man. Dungeons...
It doesn't say which series are coming over, but
I guess I'm gonna have to buy this game. Dungeon Buster loves it, you love it. Frank said we liked it too.
Rising Revengeance really is so good, Dungeon says. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I don't know if it's great. Like, none of the Metal Gear games really do it for me, but that one in particular is just batshit.
It's because it's basically Bayonetta but with Raiden.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's a good game, for sure. My daughter painted her bedroom by herself this week and did a good job, Freak 5 says. That's awesome, Freak 5. See, that proves that Freak 5 is into child labor. He didn't pay his daughter to paint his house, and he's going to have her paint the whole house, not only that room.
I bet she did a better job than one of my former roommates. I got a room upstairs they painted in blue, and it was just the worst paint job ever. Like, dude, you're an adult. Why did you... what are you talking about, man? Okay, whatever.
I'm thinking the only ones that probably won't make it are the ones that are like the movie versions of the series that just cram all the episodes down into a certain time frame.
Yeah, well, which is good because you really want the whole series. Macross is good from what I remember. Let's see, another Stinko Freak 5 says, I made sure to send in and ask Breakman, and he didn't even read it. He's saving it, Freak 5.
I was going to, and Frank said to save it.
Saving it for next week, son of a bitch. Jesus.
Here's a house of happy
clothes. I wasn't home, my wife made her paint it herself. Oh, so he's blaming his wife now. There you go.
Oh, so your wife is a child laborer. I got it.
Dungeon says, here's a house with happy clouds. Yeah, exactly, Dungeon. He's Jim Rossing it over here. Which, by the way, Breakman, that reminds me, you got to watch the latest episode of Creepshow, dude. I mean, if you're an Evil Dead fan, right?
Right.
Oh, my God, dude. You got to see the latest episode, man. You got to see it, man. So good. So good. Okay. Mine real quick, my Sweeto is the weather's been really good in Denver. Although today it was a little chilly, but now not too bad. But the weather's just been really, really good.
Yeah, we're supposed to get a little bit chilly this coming week because it's a cold front coming in from, I think, your area, Frank.
Yeah, of course. You know, always Denver, you know. All right. Let's move on to... It's a free for all.
Actually, I'm surprised that isn't a Sweeto for you, that the MLB games move in Colorado, the All-Star game.
It's actually bittersweet for me, Breakman, because we have one of the shittiest owners in baseball, and it kind of is benefiting him. He got rid of a fucking Hall of Fame player for nothing. As a matter of fact, he got rid of the Hall of Fame player and had to pay $50 million to get rid of
him. That sounds like something the Bengals would do.
No, it's what the Rockies would do, the fucking morons. They were in the fucking World Series, what, 10 years ago, and now we won't sniff a World Series for, like, another 30 years, which sucks.
Yeah, so. The Bengals aren't going to see a Super Bowl ever because they do things like let Whitworth and Zeiler, you know, people who are
I disagree.
Good guards and linemen just walk and get nothing for them.
Yeah, I know. I disagree, though, a little bit, Breakman. I think your quarterback, if he can stay healthy, you guys are going to be there, man.
Well, like, I'm talking about, like, well, yeah, but we're talking about something different. Like, this is his second year. I'm talking about older players and, you know, instead of keeping their players, like, they'll just let them walk and get nothing for them like they just did with another player. Gio.
Yeah, I know,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus Christ, that makes me mad.
Well, the ownership there has always sucked, man. I mean, no. They've always had bad owners.
This is how, quote-unquote, great the ownership is. Guess what they just implemented this week they're going to start building or
what?
Making in the a Ring of Honor.
A Ring of Honor? We have a Ring of Honor here.
Yes.
But
every team does. The Bengals didn't. They are just now fucking getting a Ring of Honor.
Who's going to be on that list? Esiason, Munoz, who else?
Well, yeah, probably first it's going to be like Munoz and Kenny Anderson.
Kenny Anderson over Boomer?
What's that?
Kenny Anderson over Boomer Esiason?
Kenny Anderson, when he retired, was the most accurate, highest-rated quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he was a great quarterback. Underrated for sure, man.
The thing is, he was completely underrated.
He took him to the Super Bowl, didn't he, against San Francisco? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, but Boomer,
they should have won that game, by the way, Breakman. Yeah. Should have fucking won that game. God, that made me so mad. I hated the 49ers, man. Obvious reasons. Fucking hate them. 55-10. 55-10. You know who else I hate? Leon Lett, because in that Super Bowl with Dallas and Buffalo, it could have broken that record, but fucking Leon Lett had to showboat before he got in the end zone. Son of a bitch.
Hey, God. Yeah, always somebody screwed it up. Like, yeah, we shouldn't get into this anymore. It's late.
55-10, Breakman. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I would be pissed about that, too.
Yep. All right.
Like, the 49ers made me cry when they beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl, so I've never forgiven them and I never will.
Yeah, they made me cry when they beat Broncos 55-10, Breakman. Jesus Christ, that's brutal, man. At least you were competitive. Although I have to say, 3 Super Bowl wins later and I feel pretty good about myself, you know? So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to this tournament. Second round of our greatest gaming icon tournament. We're going to go rapid fire here, guys. Let's get started. Let's do the bottom. Let's go from the bottom to the top here. Link versus Kratos. I'm going to go with you, Breakman.
I'm sorry, Kratos, but I think as far as icons go, Link is one of the biggest.
Eric, are you in agreement?
Yeah, I'll go with Link.
Yeah, I love Kratos. I think he's a great gaming icon, but Link is, I mean, come on.
And there's so many different versions of him. So if you don't like one version, there's another version.
Yeah, there's the Wolf version. There's the regular version. There's the animated version. Yeah, there's all kinds.
Okay. The anime version. There's the short 8-bit version.
Yep. Okay, next matchup. Ooh, this is a Titanic matchup, guys. This is going to decide it once and for all who's better. Pac-Man versus Ms. Pac-Man. Eric, I'm going to start with you.
I don't know how we're supposed to rate this. Are we rating them as, like, which one?
I'm voting for Ms. Pac-Man because she doesn't get enough rip in the official class.
Breakman,
known legendary.
No.
Like,
Breakman, we decided this. If we couldn't decide, we were gonna put them in a battle to the death, a fight to see who would win. So that's how we're doing it, Mortal Kombat style. So what say you?
Okay. Well, let me see here. Pac-Man versus Mrs. Pac-Man in Battle Royale. They both have the exact same abilities. They both fight the same enemies.
One's a woman, one's a man.
I know. The only difference is one wears a
little bit. Pac-Man was pee-whipped in that cartoon.
I remember the cartoon, but I do not remember anything about
it. I remember enough about it to know that I've seen pictures too. So
yeah. Okay. So what say you,
Bray? I used to watch that. Like, get up early to watch that cartoon and the other ones that
Sonic
or Atari cartoons they used to have. Now, Sonic didn't come out until the 90s. I'm talking about like the early 80s when there's the Donkey Kong cartoon and Pitfall.
Oh, I remember. And
Space Ace and all these other cartoons.
Yeah. Okay, so what say you, Drake?
In a fight, I think she'll beat him with her seductive allure. So Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm going with Miss Pac-Man as well. Dungeon said Pac-Man has Pac-Man fever. Yeah, well, which means...
Yeah, see, he's sick, that too. Like, he's got that going against him. So.
Yep, Ms. Pac-Man moves on. I'm definitely picking Ms. Pac-Man because if you've ever seen a woman in a fight, like, they fight dirty, man. They'll grab hair and...
And not just that, like, he's, like, smitten with her, so... Like,
yeah, sure, and then like, he's not going to want to do anything, and, you know, it just becomes...
Yeah, he'd be close to death before he'd want to do something. Right. Like, wait, you're serious, aren't you? Fuck!
Okay.
No, it's too late, motherfucker, you're dead.
Exactly. So Ms. Pac-Man moves on. Next matchup, ooh, this is one for the ages, guys. Ken versus Ryu. I'm going to go first on this one.
I didn't even know you could settle this on the fucking video game.
I'm picking. You can settle it, but what if somebody's better than you at the game, and then they just whip your ass? So I'm picking Ken, damn it. I know the popular... The
computer on easy mode is what you're trying to tell us, Frank.
How dare you, son of a bitch. I'm picking Ken because, like, he never gets enough love in any of the games. I think Ken's a superior. Plus, his uniforms are better. Like, the red gi? I mean, come on, man. It's got to be Ken. What say you, Eric?
Ryu.
Oh, how dare you. What say you, Breakman?
Okay, let me see. One's a rich kid who just wanted to be awesome, pretty much. And the other is a, you know, he was an orphan, pretty much, right?
Just
wants to be stronger, and that's his only goal in life is to fight harder. He's basically Goku.
Yeah.
Going around the country, just wants to be stronger, fight the strongest enemies. And I think when you think about the game, I think Ryu is more, like, you think of him first.
I hate you guys.
He's more powerful anyway.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, like, and you think, when you think about them, you think about them throwing the fireball. Ken went to the uppercut more than the fireball.
I hate you guys.
Ryu decided to make the fireball more awesome.
I hate you guys. I'm going home.
Hadouken! Screw you, Ken! What?
What was that? Screw you, Ken. How dare
you guys. All I know is Ryu learned the power of Mu, which is the power of nothingness, and I don't think Ken has anything like
How
that.
How dare you? How dare you? Ken is... His gi is better, damn it!
Ryu had to purge all of his darkness to learn that power, too.
Oh, God. You guys suck, man. All right. Next matchup, Solid Snake versus Wario. I'll go first on this one. As much as I like Wario, I'm going to go with Solid Snake. I think Solid Snake's a bigger icon than Wario as far as gaming icons go. What say you, Breakman?
Wario's a fascinating character. Like, he's sort of the evil version of Mario, but... Not really that evil, is he?
No, he's like...
No, he's just more of a capitalist, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he doesn't, like, do anything really bad. Like, he's the star of some games, and he beats the bad guys in them. I mean, yeah, like, he's kind of a weak, evil guy. And, but he is a lot of fun, and like you said, like, the like, I love Mario Golf. Like,
he's a lawful evil versus a chaotic evil.
Yeah.
And I love taunting with him in, like, Mario Golf and stuff. But, yeah, like, Snake! Like, everybody knows Snake. And it was such a, like, huge shock in Metal Gear Solid 2 when you beat that first part. And then all of a sudden, oh, you're not Snake anymore? Wait, but I want to be Snake.
Yep.
Oh, I got to be this whiny guy? Oh, now I'm a whiny guy running naked through a hallway? Yep. Oh, great.
Yep. All right, Eric, what say you? Is it a clean sweep here?
Snake.
All right, Solid Snake moves on. Next matchup, Pikachu versus Jill Valentine. Breakman, you're up.
Read chat.
Freak5 says, lol, when I was in high school, my dad once tried to play Street Fighter 2. He thought Ryu was saying, aw, you bitch. Yeah.
Wait, well, when he did the kick?
Yeah. Mm. No, when he did the shuriken.
Like, you can.
Oh.
All right.
You bitch. What was it? Pikachu versus who?
Jill Valentine.
Oh, Jill Valentine. Wow. I like Jill Valentine. I like her a lot.
You just like her boobs.
But I think Pikachu's... No, I think she's a...
She's not that archaic.
She's a great gaming icon for sure. No question.
Yeah, but I think Pikachu is like everybody knows Pikachu.
All right, Eric. Do you agree?
Ryan Reynolds voices him, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Eric?
Pikachu.
I'm going with Pikachu as well. I mean, super recognizable worldwide. MXT says next tournament, hottest porn star.
Yeah, but I really don't know the modern porn stars. It'd be like 80s and 90s.
Yeah, mine would be like Tori Wells and, you know, shit like that. But
Boobs win, Jill.
Boobs win, Jill.
And then I have to think about how many of those porn stars are actually conservatives. that I wouldn't vote for them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next matchup. Ooh, this is a Titanic matchup. Marcus Fenix versus Master Chief. Breakman, I think I'm going to go with you first, the Xbox aficionado.
I know everybody's knocks on Master Chief for just being, you know, hollow and stuff like that, but they really have fleshed him out in later years and stuff, and made him into more of a character.
I'm worried in Halo Infinite that he'll have more of a regression, based on what I've already seen.
I don't know what we can expect from that one, because they keep pushing the date back and keep pushing it back.
Yeah.
So I'm getting an idea, like, they do stuff and they're just not happy with it.
I don't know, man, but I'm excited, still excited for it. Like, I'm staking getting an Xbox on that fucking game, man. Like, that's what I'm going to do. So, all right, Master Chief for you, Breakman.
Both of them go through great tragedy in their lives.
Yep.
And they both have to deal with them in their own ways.
Yep.
And the Master Chief he doesn't talk a lot, so when he's grieving, like, you just kind of have to watch him, like, his actions.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, why wouldn't you want to research to decide which porn star is the hottest? That's a good point, Freak 5. That's definitely a good point. All right, so Master Chief for you, Break.
Huh? What? I thought we were talking about porn stars.
Master Chief versus Marcus Fenix, Break, man.
Actually, you know, as much as I like the Master Chief, I think John DiMaggio does a great job with Marcus Fenix. He doesn't get enough credit, I think. But this is, we're talking about icons.
Yes, icons. Time.
And if wasn't a battle, Master Chief would destroy, he would destroy most of any enemy, really.
Yeah.
This is a fucking 8-foot-tall cyborg. I'm going to go with the Chief.
Okay, I'm also going with the Chief. Is it a clean sweep, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great gaming icon, Master Chief. All right, next matchup. I'm going to go first on this one, guys. Dragon Quest.
Even though I think his outfit's kind of a ripoff of the Doom guy's outfit.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go
If you look at any of those suits now, they all look so much alike, like the futuristic space suits and shit.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go first on this next matchup, guys. Dragon Quest Slime versus Ganon. I'm a huge Zelda fan, but not as big of a fan as I am as Dragon Quest. And the slime is definitely iconic. I'm picking the slime. I know Ganon's iconic as far as villains go and stuff like that, but I don't think it gets much bigger than the Dragon Quest slime.
Is Ganon the last villain left on here?
It might be. What do you got? Who are you picking, Breakman?
No, Dr. Wily's still here.
Dr. Wily's still there. Yeah.
And okay, good. Yep. That's good, because Ganon isn't going to be here, because I'm going with the slime.
All it's, right.
It is, way is more it, iconic.
Is it a clean slime. Sweep? Slime. Yeah. Slime. That was really surprising. I thought you guys were going to nix the slime.
I voted against slime last time because I didn't like who they were up against.
Really. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But when you think of a video game, like, you see a slime, Dragon Quest.
Yeah, of course. You
know, even though there are slimes, then pretty much every RPG has their own slime.
Right. I mean, what's more iconic than the Dragon Quest slime, you know? So.
But that little smiling, two-eyed bastard.
They are bastards.
But he hit me. What the fuck? He hit me.
Even worse is the fucking smiling metal slimes. Those motherfuckers, man. Run away all the goddamn time, man.
So they hurt in the newer ones,
yeah.
Too.
They do.
I hate that so much. Them and the metal babbles. Like, no, yeah. Don't especially after you've done, like, they've got, like, 4 hit points and you've done, like, 3 points.
I know, and then they run away. And it's like, God damn it! And I even have
that
special...
Whoever programmed this, I'm going to kill them!
I even have Metal Slash, and I still can't fucking beat these goddamn slimes.
You're not supposed to use Metal Slash. You're supposed to use... Well, in the newer games, you're supposed to use something that's like an all or nothing hit, like the Hatchet Man or Thunder Thrust.
Yeah, yeah, Hatchet
Man. I'll use stuff like Falcon Blade, you know, something that'll hit twice, those abilities.
Yeah. All right, next matchup, guys, Sonic versus Luigi. Sonic versus Luigi, Brickman, who you got?
Yeah, Sonic versus Luigi. I love Luigi. I don't think he gets enough love. He's a funny character. You know, he's the coward. And, you know, how many other video game characters are cowards?
Oh, yeah.
Heroes.
One more thing about the Metal Slimes. If you're playing 11, you can learn a skill for Eric called Critical Claim, which is 100% guaranteed critical hit.
Huh, that's cool.
And he's a thief character, so he's pretty fast.
That's good, yeah.
Freak
that's
says,
the Falcon Blade on is the fastest.
Freak says, future tournament most annoying minor enemy. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Flee from I know I bitch about the Medusa head, but the really most annoying enemy from Castlevania is the fucking Flee, man.
Oh, God, yeah.
I hate that motherfucker so goddamn much. Anyway, as much as I love Luigi, I think Sonic is more iconic.
I'm in agreement. I think Sonic is a more...
He's just got his own Hollywood movie with
Jim Carrey. Sonic is definitely iconic. What say you, Eric?
And in a fight, I think Sonic would win. He's fast.
Yeah.
What can Luigi do about that?
All right, Sonic moves on. That's
Luigi would have won in any other matchup.
All right. Shovel Knight versus Mega Man. I'm going to go with you, Eric. Who you pick?
Mega Man, because Shovel Knight's basically inspired from Mega Man. So.
Yeah, pretty much. What say you, Break? I'm pretty sure this is going to be a
Mega Man
sweep.
Was inspired by Astro Boy about this. You know, he's got a long history of this boy robot who wants to be a real boy.
Definitely iconic for sure.
Yeah, but Shovel Knight, like I don't think that's iconic. I don't know if we. I don't know how he got this far.
Yeah.
He's done now because Mega Man just fucking blowing him his ass.
Yeah, I agree. I love Shovel Knight, and I think Shovel Knight can be an icon, but I don't think he's quite there yet. But Mega Man moves on. All right, this is a Titanic matchup, guys. Samus Aran versus Bella Goth from the Sim series. Eric, let's go with you first.
I don't like Sims at all, so I'm going with Samus.
Okay, what say you, Breakman?
I don't know why she isn't as popular in other countries as she is in America, but Samus Aran.
Samus Aran, for sure.
I've heard like she's not popular at all in Japan.
That's weird. Cactuars suck, Freak 5. God, I hate Cactuars. Okay, next matchup, Mike Tyson versus Sweet Tooth. I'm going to go first on this one. I still have nightmares about Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and definitely iconic, even though he's a real person, but he's also a digital person. I'm going with Mike Tyson.
Who can forget his, was he winks before he attacks you?
Yep,
like, who can
winks.
Fucking
and
forget that wink.
One hit and you're down, like, oh, yep. God. Yeah, Mike Tyson for me is a huge gaming icon. What say you, Eric?
I'm going to vote for Sweet Tooth.
Okay, Sweet Tooth is another great gaming icon. What say you, Break?
Tyson, has he done anything, any other games since then?
No.
Or is he just person non grata because of the whole rape? And I mean, I'm not saying like that's a good thing. It's not what I meant. I'm just saying because of that, like no company wants to ever work with him again.
Yeah, he's...
The only other thing I've seen is in this weird parody show called... Mike Tyson's Detective or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good, that cartoon. And also, he just showed up on AEW, which was weird. But it was fun.
I thought that was a really boring cartoon, personally. I know it's supposed to be funny and ironic and stuff, but
okay.
Whatever.
So what you picking?
I still think Sweet Tooth is more iconic. Like, you see that character and you know exactly
what
you're thinking of.
Mike Tyson gets knocked out by Sweet Tooth. All right, next matchup, Simon Belmont versus Zelda. Breakman, I'm going to go with you first.
Oh, fuck. This is a hard one. Oh, fuck. Simon Belmont's probably the most well-known of the Belmont clan. And you think of Belmont, you think of obviously Castlevania, you think of Dracula, you think of the Belmonts.
Right.
And the gameplay of is so solid; it holds up today.
Yep.
But I mean, Zelda's, there's so many different versions of her, and
yeah. But the thing is with Zelda, she's only recently become more popular.
Right.
I know, but at the same time, it's like when you talk about Adventure of Zelda, like you talk about Link, you always talk about Zelda too. Like it's, she's like the package deal, you know. Her name's in the fucking title.
Yeah, I. Who are you picking, Break?
I don't know.
You want me to go?
Okay. Who they're gonna go? Have to go head to head in a fight.
Yeah, a fight.
Simon Belmont would whoop her.
Yep.
Literally, he'd whoop her.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Zelda has almost as much magic power as Dracula, so. And he's beating Dracula.
Who are you picking, Eric?
I'm going with Simon.
I'm going with Simon as well. I know it should have been closer than that, other than the clean sweep, but I think Simon is more... Like, Zelda, like, even though she's in the title, like, I don't think of her as a gaming icon as much, I guess, because she hasn't really been featured, you know, in most of those games, so... I'm definitely going
to say. In the original, she was more of a MacGuffin than anything else. She was like that prized possession you're trying to win.
Yep. Okay, next matchup here. This is a fun one. Dr. Wily versus Clank. I'm going to go on this one. I do like the Mega Man series. I know I give the Mega Man series quite a bit of shit.
You don't like Mega Man at all. You won't even play Mega Man X, you wuss.
How dare you? I'll play him for about 5 seconds, and I'll throw my controller against the wall. But I'm going with Clank on this one. I think Clank is a great gaming icon. I think, you know, the fun, you know, things that are said from Clank are pretty awesome. And it's just, I don't know, I just think of Clank as more of a gaming icon than Dr. Wily. What say you, Breakman?
I gotta say Dr. Wily. Yeah, he's got that eyebrow power. He raises his eyebrows.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's the
kind of bad guy. And he has apparently unlimited money because he can keep building fortresses.
Yeah. All right, so what say you, Break?
He comes back and he tries harder, tries different stuff. And I do like Clank. Clank is awesome. I love the Ratchet and Clank series. Ratchet's kind of a bland character. Clank was the kind of the star.
Ratchet's awesome, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I like Ratchet.
I like Ratchet, but
I know the whole plot of Mega Man 9 is about him not having money and you have to conning people out of it. So,
yep. All right. So, who are you picking, Break?
Dr. Wily. He's like, if Mega Man is going to be fighting somebody, he's fighting Dr. Wily.
Okay. Eric, you're the tiebreaker on this one. You guys are such Mega Man shills, man. I hate you guys.
That's true.
Okay. Next matchup. These are two titanic ones. Jack Frost from the Shin Megami Tensei series / Atlas versus Lara Croft. I'm going to go with you, Eric.
I'm sorry, Jack Frost. You're cute and all, but Lara Croft is definitely more popular.
Okay, what say you, Break?
Yeah, like she had her own fucking movies, Angelina Jolie playing her and shit. Like everybody knows Lara Croft.
Yeah, Croft's huge.
And people were trying to like look at her naked body and shit like that. And kids,
which
were
is not exactly flattering.
Yeah. I know. I did it too. Like I was trying to get. Oh, those are pointy diagonal, but this is fucking hilarious. Mom, come here, look at this. That's how I was viewing it. I was viewing it as hilarious. Nonsense.
Okay. Next match. Oh, you did that?
They made jokes about that.
You seriously did that? You're like, Mom, come check out these tits.
Well, not like that. Didn't play out like that.
That was strange.
Okay. Next matchup.
When Lara Croft came out, I was like 18 or 19 or something, you know? Yeah, so I was... Yeah. I was looking at real women, not like polygon stuff like that. So this stuff like that was a huge joke to me.
Yeah. Okay. Next matchup, guys, and we only got two left here. Let's get through them real quick here. Sub-Zero versus Scorpion. I'm gonna go first on this one. I think this is a no-brainer, actually. Like at first I was like, oh, that's gonna be a tough matchup, but it's gotta be Scorpion with the get over here, right? I mean, that's what I'm thinking. What say you, Eric?
Yeah, and if he doesn't fucking beat Sub-Zero in the next movie, I'm gonna be mighty unhappy about that. Because Scorpion should fuck up Sub-Zero.
Well, I mean, they're kind of like equals if you think about it.
I know, they're supposed to be like the different half of each of the coin, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But fucking Scorpion, man. He's a bad motherfucker.
All right, Eric. Are we in agreement here, Scorpion?
Yeah, Scorpion. Yeah.
Okay. Next matchup, Mario versus Donkey Kong. Oh, boy. This is a good one, guys.
This is an old rivalry.
Yeah. This is an old ass rivalry.
Oldest rivalries right who's, here.
But who's a bigger icon? Like, honestly, like, this is actually really tough. Mario. Like, we want to say Mario, but think about it. Donkey Kong was in arcades way before. Yeah. So.
He was. And, but, I mean, they just made a theme park around Mario.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong's in it, but he's just. In it.
Yeah,
know,
but
Mario's
but without
part.
Donkey
yeah,
Kong.
Donkey Kong released first, with, but Mario yeah, became the popular character.
Without
I mean,
Donkey
they made Mario the bad guy in the second one, and yep, his son come and rescue him. Like,
yep.
Hi, Donkey Kong. You're, I was never really a big fan of that game. Either.
I love
I know
Donkey
I played
Kong.
A lot, but I didn't really like that game, Junior.
I mean, okay, in honor of Kong versus Godzilla. In honor of Kong versus Godzilla, I'm going to go with Donkey Kong. So that means Breakman, you're going to be the tiebreaker.
It's Mario. I'm sorry, Frank. I think he's just a bigger icon. Like
yeah,
knows.
I think I would agree with you, man. Mario is a
like,
big
the
icon.
The office at work, people have statues of Mario.
Yeah.
At least they did. If
that's true. You're right. All right, so Mario moves on. That's our tournament for this week. We got 16 left. I mean, we got matchups like Mario versus Scorpion, and if we look at the bottom here, we got Link versus Ms. Pac-Man. That's going to be his barn burner. Yeah. And then we got, this is a big matchup, guys. Samus versus Mega Man? Are you kidding me? Holy cow, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, there was a Mega Man versus Samus Flash game a while back.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
it'd be funny if it was Mega Man versus Sonic. You know,
yeah, I know. Well, it could be. I mean, we could get to that point, but that they would have to meet in, like the semifinals or something. Okay, Lara Croft wins. MXT says, "Yep, she sure did." I remember the Tomb Raider 3 nude hack back on PC. Those were the days. MXT says,
"Yeah, those were so funny."
Okay, that's going to do it for the tournament. You're going to want to stick around for next week. Next week's tournament, round 3, we're going to have 16 icons left, and we will get down to the final 8 next week. All right, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away. Guess that's a plug for harmonica, Harmy. We need a translator. Oh, that does.
Stop interrupting. I'm just kidding.
Stop interrupting.
You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders, where you can ask Dear Breakman a question, and we will read your question next week. I promise, Freak, even if I'm dead, Frank will get on the Twitter and get it. You know, he'll read it all.
Okay. Eric...
So even if a meteor lands on my house this week, you'll get your question right on there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you're up next.
Of course, if a meteor comes and lands on my house, I'm going to fucking find a way to haunt you.
I think we're all dead if a meteor lands on your house. So.
Right.
All right, Eric, you're up.
I write reviews and do audio reviews. Audio reviews are through the feed, but the written reviews are on bossofastrophane.com. If you like what I've done, you want to support me, there's my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, @EricRBG. Sending me as a little dollar would help me out. And if you can't help me, recommend me to a friend. Maybe they can.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. MXT says WrestleMania is this weekend, which it is. Hot coffee was pretty fun. Pretty funny, Breakman. All right.
Like, it came, the controversy it caused was fucking insane.
Yeah, it was insane. All right. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders with capital RPG where it matters. What else? Oh, watch Godzilla versus Kong. It's a great monster movie. You know, if you disregard.
I actually have a question about this. So what? You can only have it until like April 30th or something like that, and then they're going to take it off HBO Plus.
Yes.
Is it ever going to come back on HBO Plus?
I'm sure it will, man. I'm almost certain it will. I mean,
how long?
I don't know. Maybe it'd be like after the video on demand shit goes through, and then it'll be back on. You know how the HBO does it, man. But I like how they're doing it this year. I wish they would do that every year, because I really don't want to go back to the movie theaters, but, you know,
me
whatever.
Either.
Okay. Let's see.
Well,
what else?
Right now it's Warner Brothers. It's up to Warner Brothers, but other studios might come and do the similar things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to move theater without like a board or something. Like have two boards on me and so I can walk around like a 6 foot.
Freak Five.
I don't want to go to movie theaters again just because I'm tired of the inconvenience in the theaters and people possibly being loud or bringing their kids.
Freak Five is exiled. He says, I will plug Bernie's OnlyFans.
I really like the convenience of just having to go to the bathroom and not have to worry about missing the rest of the movie.
I agree. Yeah, pausing and you know stuff like that. But Freak Five says, Freak Five's exiled. He says, I will plug Bernie's OnlyFans where she does sex stuff with food. This week she has some sweet fun with a chocolate bunny. How dare you, Freak Five?
And next week's will feature a three-way with an ugly chick.
Break, man. MXT says, the only plugging will be for my OnlyFans. Oh, boy, MXT. Nobody go to MXT's OnlyFans. All right. That's about it for this week. Make sure you go see Godzilla vs. Kong. It's awesome. It's a great movie. A great monster movie. Everything that you want more. And that's about it. Anything else, guys?
Yeah. If you go in there expecting a plot and story, you're going to be sorely disappointed. If you just want to see monsters fighting each other, which is what I wanted and what I got.
Yep. It gave us what we want, which hardly ever happens in movies. So there you go. All right. Anything else, guys? Mm-mm. All right, stay safe this weekend. We
want
to see you
Unless
back
you want
here.
Me to say other stuff like interrupt you while you're talking.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Mm-hmm. You do it all the time. I mean, it's fine.
No, I'm hungry. I'll shut up.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week, late